Good morning. This is David Warnock with Baltimore's Future. We learned last year that the Baltimore Grand Prix is taking a hiatus through 2015, maybe longer. So it got us thinking, was it worth it?
That day was horrible. There was dead. No customer coming to my business.
I'm going to miss it a lot. It got Baltimore national and international attention.
It was on three sides of our neighborhood, and it would sound like a pack of about 50 Vespas going by.
We just heard from people around the Inner Harbor telling us what they thought about the car race. Now I want to talk to three innovative Baltimoreans about what they plan to replace it with. Joining us are Brooke Hall, Justin Allen, and Lindsay Davis of Light City, a movement to bring an interactive festival of lights to Baltimore, similar to one that has been incredibly successful in Sydney, Australia, another harbor city. We start with Brooke telling us about the project.
Buildings coming to life, buildings being canvases of color and light. And we really imagine the Inner Harbor being transformed into a canvas. Giant 3D holographic projections over the water.
Now, this isn't just for one night.
No. Ideally, this is a 10-day festival that happens every year, hopefully in the fall.
So, Justin, from a practical standpoint, how do you actually do this?
We're in the early stages of seeking out a planning grant to answer that. Right now, we're talking to consultants from other light festivals to get an idea of how to go about doing that. We're talking to people who have more experience than us in fundraising, and we're also talking to folks who are major stakeholders in Baltimore.
Brooke, could you give me just a ballpark estimate for what it would cost to put this on?
We think we need $2.5 million to make year one happen.
Lindsay, tell me a little bit about how you would engage the citizens in Baltimore.
One of the things that we'd like to bring home with this event is that it's family-fueled, and we'd also like to emphasize ownership of the residents of the city. So we're thinking everything from citizens creating little moon jars that we can light and use to light the way around the harbor, to giving out $10,000 grants to schools, architecture firms, foundations, to colleges, to engineering programs, that they can create their own light installations that will then be featured on the harbor. People will come to the harbor to see light installations that they themselves have created.
Give us a picture of what the Baltimore Harbor is going to look like with the Festival of Lights.
Every building being a different color. We imagine movies playing on various facades of buildings. There are going to be interactive games both on buildings, on ships. And as you walk through the harbor along the promenade, you're going to be immersed in light. So perhaps you walk down a road and the lights change color as you walk.
And can we really get holographic 3D figures on the harbor? We could have the Ravens walking across the harbor.
Ray Lewis did a touchdown dance last year on one of the buildings.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How do we coalesce people around this idea? What do we need to do to kick this off?
There's a very interesting process that moves from people being really, really excited about the event to people backing the event and being ready to do everything they can to implement the event.
Tell me what, Justin, you've got this really interesting weekly called What Weekly. Tell us a little bit about how you're engaging the readers of What Weekly in this idea.
What Weekly really is tapping into the momentum of young folks around the city who are hoping to do something extraordinary. As Light City is concerned, so far everybody we've shown has been incredibly excited about it.
Thank you for coming and joining me today. This is David Warnock, and it's a very exciting idea to think about the Festival of Lights turning the Inner Harbor into something that we've never, ever seen before. I'm glad you are with me this morning. For more information, visit WYPR.org and WarnockFoundation.org. And for more information about this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, go to www.BaltimoreInnovation.org.